Hello and welcome back to Notes to Her, the daily pep talk. I'm Yaya, your confidence and mindset coach, here to help you breathe a little deeper, stop shrinking under pressure, and walk into your week with some clarity instead of chaos. And since it's a new year, we are starting something new. This is the very first Sunday Scaries reset. If it's Sunday evening and your chest feels tight, if your mind is already racing through tomorrow's to-do list, if part of you is thinking, I should feel more ready than this, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Before we go any further, make sure you're following or subscribed so you don't miss these resets, especially in January. And I'll explain more on that in a minute. Now, let's talk about why Sunday can feel so heavy, even when nothing is technically wrong. So the Sunday scaries, also called Sunday dread or Sunday blues, are that anticipatory anxiety that creeps in as the weekend ends. It's not just about work, it's about pressure, expectations, responsibility, performance. Your nervous system is already bracing for what's coming next. Your brain starts preparing for the emails, the meetings, the deadlines, the decisions, even before you've had a chance to rest. And sometimes that anxiety can show up as a racing heart, tight shoulders, irritability, trouble sleeping, or that feeling that you can't fully enjoy the last few hours of your weekend. You're not lazy, you're not ungrateful, you're definitely not broken, you're just human. Now, for most of my corporate career, I didn't experience Sunday scaries. And that's because I genuinely loved what I did. I spent years in corporate event planning, high pressure, fast paced, demanding, but that work really energized me. I always believed that if you're going to spend your time working, as most of us do most of our lives, we should enjoy what we do or at least feel aligned with it. But in that last year of my corporate life, that changed. Even though I still loved the work, the stress was heavier, the anxiety was louder, and the burnout was so real. And on Sundays, I started to feel it. That tightness in my chest, that feeling knowing that I had to log in at 9 a.m. the next morning, that quiet dread that I couldn't shake, and those restless nights. Eventually, life forced me to slow down after my car accident. And when I stepped away from the job, guess what happened? The Sunday scaries disappeared. That's when I realized something important. Sometimes Sunday dread isn't about weakness. It's about pressure without pause. And I know a lot of women are feeling that right now, especially heading into the new year. And here's the part nobody really talks about. Sunday scaries doesn't just make you anxious. They slowly mess with your confidence. Because when your anxiety shows up every Sunday night, your brain starts doing something sneaky. It starts telling you stories. Stories like, I'm already behind. I should be more prepared than this. Everyone else has it all together except me. If I don't start Monday strong, the whole week is a failure. And before you know it, Monday hasn't even arrived yet, but you're already doubting yourself. That's how Sunday scaries shrink you. They pull confidence out of the present moment and replace it with pressure about the future. Instead of resting, you're rehearsing. Instead of grounding, you're spiraling. Instead of trusting yourself, you're questioning everything. And that mental space, that's where burnout lives, because confidence needs rest to grow. It needs safety. It needs permission not to be perfect. But Sunday scaries convince you that rest is lazy, calm is unproductive, and ease means you're not trying hard enough. So you go into Monday already tense, already guarded, already shrinking, and then you wonder why the week feels heavier than it needs to. That's why we're not ignoring Sunday scaries. And that is why we're not powering through them either. We're interrupting them. January brings this unspoken expectation that you're supposed to start perfect, perfect mindset, perfect routine, perfect productivity. Like Monday is somehow supposed to start with this magic reset where you wake up confident, clear, and crushing it by 8:30 a.m. Let me be clear, you don't need a perfect Monday to have a powerful week. You don't need to hit the ground running. You don't need to have it all figured out. Sometimes the bravest thing that you can do is start gently. So let's reset your nervous system together right now. Wherever you are, take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold it for a moment, and then let it out through your mouth. Again, inhale, pause, and then exhale. Now do a quick body scan, just 10 seconds. Notice your feet, your shoulders, your jaw. If you're holding tension, let it drop. You're not behind, you're not late, you're right here. So instead of planning your whole week today, I want you to choose one micro step, just one. Maybe it's setting your clothes out for tomorrow, writing down your top priority for Monday, closing your laptop early, or going to bed 20 minutes sooner. Small steps still count, and they build confidence faster than pressure ever will. Now, quick heads up, for January only, we're doing things a little differently here. You'll hear from me 3 times a week still, but it'll be Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, because January needs more support, not more overwhelm. These Sunday Scary Resets are here to help you breathe, recalibrate, and walk into your week without shrinking. So before you go, I want you to hear this. You don't need to start perfect to start strong. You just need to start honest. If this reset helped you even a little bit, DM me the word reset and I'll send you a grounding affirmation that you can say to your phone for Sunday nights like this. And let me know truly if you like these Sunday Scary episodes. If they help you, I'll keep them going. You're not alone in this, and you don't have to carry the weight of the week before it even begins. So I'll talk to you soon.